And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, How About Your Heart? I'm going to read from the book of Romans chapter 10, and I trust that you'll get your Bible and that you'll read along with me. Romans chapter 10, I shall begin reading at verse 8 after we pause for a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful today for the wonderful book of the Bible, the book of Romans. We thank Thee for the inspired Word that we can read and hide away in our hearts. It would be our prayer today that Thou wouldst use this message and the reading of the Scriptures to convict hearts of their sin. Wherever men hear this broadcast, may the Holy Spirit convict them. There in the motel room, there in the truck or car, there in their home or place of business, in the rest home, in the hospitals, wherever the people listen to this broadcast today, may the Holy Spirit use the message to bless them and to bring those without the Savior to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. These things we ask in His name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Romans, chapter 10, at verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then the 13th verse, listen carefully. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, that means you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How about your heart on this February Sunday, 1974? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior? Is your heart right with God? What if you died this moment? Where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? How about your heart? The heart is the most amazing machine on earth. Your heart is about the size of your fist, and it weighs only about 1/2 of a pound. And yet, your heart is the hardest working instrument known to man. Your heart will beat something like 100,000 times a day, and in a normal lifespan of 70 years, it will beat 2.5 billion times. Your heart will pump 5 quarts of blood over a distance of 100,000 miles, and it'll do it every 60 seconds. Now think about that, 100,000 miles every 60 seconds. That's equal to 5 round trips. Between New York and Sydney, Australia. What a machine is your heart. But don't worry, your heart will rest 1/16 of a second between every beat, which means out of 24 hours, your heart will rest some 15 hours. If the energy used by your heart in a 12-hour period could be harnessed, it would lift 65 tons a foot off the ground. My, what an instrument, what a machine is your heart. In the physical realm, the medical authorities tell us that 97% of all human diseases are related to the heart. It's the number one killer. 1 out of every 4 deaths are caused from heart failure. In the spiritual realm, not 97% or 98% or even 99%, but 100% of all that's wrong with you spiritually is wrong with your heart. The reason some of you are not going to church anymore is because there's something wrong with your heart. The reason you're not witnessing for Christ is because something is wrong with your heart. The reason you're not tithing is because something is wrong with your heart. The reason you're on the outs with the church and on the outs with the preacher, there's something wrong in your heart. And God wants to do something for your heart today. The Bible has a great deal to say about your heart. Listen to this. In Proverbs 23:4 we read, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And in that same chapter at verse 7, the wise Solomon says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." In 1 Samuel chapter 16 at verse 7 we read, "Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart." How do you judge your neighbor? You judge him by what kind of house he lives in, by the kind of car he drives, by the kind of clothes he wears, by the number of zeros in his salary. That's how you judge him, but God is looking at his heart. You're looking at the outward appearance, and God is looking within. I read in Psalm 44:21, "The Lord knoweth the secrets of the heart." Don't you know today that God knows everything that's going on in your heart? Those conniving plans, that secret partner, those secret sins that are in your life, God knows them because the Bible declares He knows every secret of your heart. I read in Proverbs 6:18 that God hates the heart that deviseth wicked things. Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." And in Mark chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, thefts, murders, covetousness, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." It's what's in your heart that matters, mister. It's what's in your heart that will defile your life and defile your body and damn your soul. Why not submit today to a spiritual examination, open heart surgery, or perhaps even a heart transplant? I read in Ezekiel 11:19, God says, "I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." The amazing thing about the Bible is this. It serves as an x-ray machine as well as a scalpel to operate on you. I read in Hebrews 4:12, "The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." How about your heart? You there driving along the highway. You there in the motel room. You there in your home or your place of business. Listen to me. God wants to do something for your heart. Let me ask you, how about your heart? Is it clean? The psalmist cried out from depths of despondency and despair in Psalm 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." And that's what you need, a heart that is made clean by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the only way that your heart can be cleansed, through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary's cross. How about your heart? Is your heart pure? Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Do you want to see God? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want peace in your heart today? The only way you can have it is to have Jesus Christ there, because the only way that your heart can be pure from all sin, from all wickedness, from all evil, from all lust, the only way your heart can be pure is for you to have your sins washed away in the blood of Christ. How about your heart? Is it true? Paul wrote in Hebrews 10:22, "Let us draw nigh unto God with a true heart." How about your heart? Is it good or is it evil? Jesus said in Matthew 12:35, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. But an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil." What's in your life today? What kind of fruit are you bearing? What kind of thoughts are you having? What kind of meditations are you having? What kind of imaginations abound in your heart? Beloved, A good heart produces good things. An evil heart produces that which is evil. How about your heart? Is it deceitful? I read in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Mister, your heart will play tricks on you. Your heart will make you believe that which is wrong is right. And you must have a transformation. You must have a spiritual operation. You must have the power of the Holy Spirit. A heart transplant. Let Jesus Christ give you a new heart today. Because your heart, according to the Bible, is evil, vile, sinful, wicked, and deceitful. How about your heart? Is it filled with love? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, at verse 30, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. God deserves the best that you have. God deserves all of the love that your heart can produce. You see, God first loved us. Paul tells us that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. John tells us herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He first loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. If you love God with all of your heart today, you'll be serving Him. I believe if you love God, you'll be in church today. I believe you'll be with God's people, that you'll worship the Lord if at all possible. If the love of God is in your heart, and if you love Him like you should, you'll want to hear His word today and hear the gospel and join in with the Christians all over the world worshiping and adoring Christ if the love that you ought to have for God is in your heart. How about it? Is it there? How about your heart? Is it filled with doubt? There's but one way that God can be limited. And only you can limit God in your life. And the way that you limit God in your life is by doubting God's word. Your lack of faith, and only your lack of faith, will limit God in your life. Listen to the words of Jesus. They come from Mark 11, verse 23. Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now Jesus said that. Whatever you need in your life as a Christian, in your heart, if there is faith, if there's no doubting, if there's confidence in God and trust in God's word, you can have what you ask for. How about your heart? Is it clean? Is it pure? Is it true? Is it good or is it evil? Is it deceitful? Is it filled with love? Is it filled with faith? Or is your heart filled with doubt? How about your heart? I have this footnote and I shall be through. Where is your heart? Jesus said in Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is your treasure today? If it's in the world, your heart is in the world. If your treasure is in the things of Christ, if your treasure is in the church, then your heart will be there. And you will be there. I believe more than ever before that we need to come to grips with this truth. You may deceive your family. You may deceive yourself. You may deceive your boss man or your husband or your wife or your children or your teacher or your neighbor or your family or your pastor. But, beloved, there's one thing you cannot do. You cannot deceive God. Jesus said in Luke 16:15, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. Beloved, God knows what's going on in your heart this moment. I trust if Jesus Christ is not your Savior, if you've never been born again, if you've never passed from death unto life, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, that this moment, wherever you are, you'll pause, pray the sinner's prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And when you do, Jesus Christ will come into your heart, and you'll have a new heart, and you'll be saved for time and for eternity. How is it with your heart? As we leave the broadcast today, may we remind you that we would be happy to have you come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. So until next Lord's Day, at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.